Welcome to the Crimson Circle, live from Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado. I'm David McMaster, and it truly is my delight and pleasure to welcome you all here today. And of course, I'm welcoming not only those who are in Coal Creek Hall, but those that are joining us on the internet worldwide. Approximately 100,000+ of us are gathering at this time. And if it's not at this exact moment this time, it'll be at a later now moment this time. For truly, time and space, as we're finding out, is no longer the old constraint that it had. And today, here in Coal Creek, it is absolutely a gorgeous, gorgeous day. It's a beautiful fall day, and the aspen trees are absolutely at the peak of their color, and the evergreens are bright green in contrast, and the sun is out, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful day. And it's amazing. Here we are for Shoud number 2 of the Discovery Series. And think back, Chambra. Was this last month a discovery? And was it change? And change on so many different areas and levels. And of course, we saw it geopolitically. We saw it with the government here in America. We saw it especially in the weather in Colorado, in the Midwest. Now there's a hurricane down in Florida, in Mexico. In many parts of the world, this change is happening. And as we know, our consciousness affects the weather. So in a way, what we're doing is really facilitating the move of consciousness in a very rapid rate. For here we are now in this new era. The era of I am, I exist. And let me invite all of us just to take a breath with that and to feel it. What a profound gift and insight that we finally come to realize that I exist, that I am, that I am, that I am. And let's allow ourselves to really feel that as we take a few conscious breaths together. And it's not just the words, but that feeling that's always been there if we allow. Ah, thank you, Chambra. And, you know, Jeff and Linda, of course, they've been out traveling, and I'm sure most of the people who are joining us today realize all of the weather situations we've had in Colorado. And I ask you, can you imagine being gone, being in Europe, having a great time teaching, you know, actually great schools and having Adamus there, at the same time, a deep concern about your own home? I mean, that's tough. That really is. And I think all of us take our lifestyle for granted. But traveling has its challenges, and especially during times of change. So without further ado, Jeffrey and Linda Hoppe. Hello.
Thank you, David. Yay. Thank you so much.
Yes. David, thank you, David, and welcome, everybody. We are so happy to be here. Back at our home in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado, like David mentioned, it is stunning out. I mean, it's beautiful. The autumn leaves are tremendous. It just feels good to be home.
Although, it's sparkingly beautiful. I want to comment on something David said that was kind of a funny thing to do. I never would have imagined that this idea that something fairly significant could be happening at our home while we were gone. Now, truthfully, as we have a good staff and people and neighbors that love us and assist us, you know, Susie and Jean and everyone else was keeping us up to date. And I have to say that in a way, there was something almost nice about getting to do a long distance, you know, disaster. It was like, okay, there it is, and I'm here. Okay, it is what it is, and it'll be okay, whatever okay is. So that was interesting.
It was interesting.
Not delightful, but interesting.
In a sense, it had all this stuff going on, yeah. But we didn't have to get into a lot of the drama
nope.
of it.
Nope.
And we're going to talk about the Colorado floods here in just a moment. Some of you, I'm sure most of you have already heard about them. Right here in Coal Creek Canyon was one of the centers for it. Got some of the most devastation.
The biggest.
But I do want to point out before we get into some of the slides and discussion that Colorado is beautiful in the autumn. Well, almost all the time of the year. This is a shot actually taken here in Colorado. You have the mountains, the beautiful trees. And right now is the peak color, if you go driving along
Literally.
The roads, and really peak color. Now, we did experience, I think it was about 2 weeks ago, what they're calling a 500-year flood. Now, please bear in mind that we're in the mountains. We're at about 2,700 meters altitude, or about 8,200 feet.
A flood? You're kidding.
And we're prepared for things like fires and power outages and things like that. The people who live up here, they were prepared for wildlife. And you know, there were just some bears the other day here at the Coal Creek Hall got into the trash. And so we're prepared for that,
yeah.
But not a flood.
No.
But
not 2,700 meters.
Rained, and apparently we weren't here, but it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. And after a while, the rain starts coming into the gullies and the dried up streams and starts to flood them, backs up with the debris, and then it sooner or later breaks loose, and all hell breaks loose as well. But we did, now the main road up here into Coal Creek Canyon is closed, and it's probably going to be closed
yeah.
through December.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking just a week or two, this is months and months. The gas service was out for quite a while, came back on, it's out again today.
It's a temporary service.
Temporary, right. And it's very, very hard to get in and out of the canyon. So we ask that the regulars who come here every month, the people that the people that you know who sit in the chairs, we ask them please not to come because the back roads are still very dangerous. It's difficult to get around, and it takes a long, long time. And especially at night when you don't know the roads, they're just dirt or little gravel roads, they're not in good condition. So
even asking that the roads be used by locals and not for people to be using them except for, you know, local traffic.
And so, repair vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. So it, there's a lot going on.
So we asked our regular audience and even the out-of-town visitors not to come today.
In person.
We have in person, yes, and we know you're watching online, and we know that you're here in spirit, but seeing as though we just have a very limited staff, which we truly appreciate them coming up here.
Thank you.
They had some long journeys getting here today. But we did, knowing that the regulars wouldn't be here, we did invite some of the canyon residents to come in.
In person.
Now, they normally don't come to the meetings. I don't know if it's because of the content or because of the people that are here, but they normally don't come. But we did ask them to come in today to fill the chair. So,
well, it is this whole idea that, in other words, it's not that that there are many things going on in the world, but, you know, a 500-year storm is pretty significant for
yeah.
everyone.
For everyone.
For anyone in the world.
If we could, Jean, let's get an audience shot of our incredible local audience that's here today.
Okay.
Mm. Yes. We have bunnies and bears, and we have monkeys and dinosaurs.
I didn't know there were mountain monkeys.
Yeah, and just about everything else. So for those regulars who are here who are wondering what we were going to do, we put out the chairs in honor of all of you, and we did invite in the locals. I hope all of you enjoy the channel today, and if any of you get up and start walking around or dancing, I'm leaving. Anyway, just take a quick look Linda and I were in Europe, and we actually saw this newspaper in Europe, USA Today, European edition.
That's my newspaper off the stand, the international version of USA Today on the 16th.
And it was right in the headlines. And again, that's a little shocking. You know, when you're out of town, you're walking by a newsstand, and
in
you see
airport.
A picture right from your own area in there. So
it was kind of interesting.
The rain was tremendous. Just to show a few shots, this is actually down at in town. These are cars, or were cars, in a parking lot. It just shows you kind of the extent. This is down, I think, in Boulder, or pretty close by. Up here in the mountains, it just literally washed away the roads. I mean, there used to be a driveway and a road, and the flooding was so extensive, it just washed things away, and it was amazing. If you look carefully here, you can see this used
railroad
to be
tracks.
A train track. It used to be dirt, and now the track is just suspended, just hanging in midair. So they're working desperately to clean that up.
Well, and rumor has it that the railroad people and the local Colorado people are competing for the
stone and rock
material to do the repairs.
So another picture. Interesting. That was a pretty well-built railroad track. If it's still hanging in midair
is that the gas line hanging?
And this is the natural. What was the natural gas line? So you could just imagine. That's really just a few miles from here that happened. This is down at the bottom of the highway. Leading up to the canyon.
What was?
Used to be a road and a driveway. So you can kind of get a little bit of an idea why it's going to take them so many months to do the repair work. This is an aerial view. Looking down, you could see that it's gone. Yeah, it's just not there.
Well, and things that people don't understand is that this area, it's not just that it's mountains. Literally, weather-wise, it's classified as high desert.
Yeah.
Right below the mountain, right below us. So it's this idea of this much moisture in an area that's typically considered high desert is almost incredible.
You can see on this one, you can see where the road used to be. This wasn't a gully. It wasn't a river or anything. That used to be a road, so it kind of gives you an idea. This is our local, what we call the Coal Creek Mall
shopping center. Is that a half mile up the road, a mile up the road?
Oh, it's less than a mile down the road.
Yeah, down the road.
But tremendous washout, and again, an aerial view of the road that was just kind of eaten up by the river.
I mean, that's a highway. That was a highway.
That was. And just tremendous flooding in the area, and they turned this Coal Creek Canyon Hall, where we've been doing our webcast for, the past 12 years, they turned it into the emergency center for FEMA. That's Federal Emergency Management Agency.
Susie Schimmel was changing her hats by the hour.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm helping the FEMA people. Oh, I'm the Coal Creek Canyon representative. Oh, Crimson Circle needs to be in there on Saturday. It was quite a dance she did.
Susie had all of her aspects flying around.
Yes,
but we came in here the other day, and if we could get the audience shot again on Sart's camera, as you see, it's pretty empty in here right now, other than our local friends. But you can see, but they had this totally filled up with equipment and desks and
tables,
assisting the people who
staff.
Had lost. And fortunately to say that the three Crimson Circle or four Crimson Circle people that live up here, Susie, Jean, Linda, and I, did not have any extensive damage, just a little water in the house.
If your house wasn't washed away, you did good.
Yeah, so, but again, just as a reminder, Colorado is usually beautiful. Another autumn shot. It's an amazing place, but it was one of those 500-year events. So
it was amazing.
Yeah, anyway, well, it's been quite an experience, and it's actually really weird today, to be here because I'm so used to this massive energy and smiles and a few frowns and people from out of town and
people fighting at the door for chocolate.
Yeah, pushing and shoving and
shamelessly.
And then it gets really warm in here because of all the Schomburg. Today it's kind of like
calm. too calm.
As far as the November shout, which will be on November 2nd, we'll keep you posted. The main highway will still not be open, but we'll keep everybody posted about if there are back roads and if we feel it's safe, if it's okay,
if
we'll let you know.
If there are reasonable conditions, we will certainly make that announcement. But it's too early for us to tell you for sure how fast, because in some ways, I'm impressed at how fast they're moving already. So it's hard to know right now.
Right.
Plus, so, if it happens to be cold and there's a gas problem, you wouldn't. It'd be hard.
Well,
to have
the other thing that happens now, we had snow yesterday and last night, and what happens is all the moisture in the ground, and then it freezes and expands. And it breaks big rocks loose. I mean, rocks much bigger than me that come tumbling down the mountain. So we're being very, very cautious. We'll let everybody know. We miss you all. We wished you were here. We know so many of you are listening online, but we want to make sure everyone's safe.
I think there's a small excitement in today, because one of the things that I saw going on in the background is that we have this local audience that's here every month in person that can't be here this time. But it was so cute because I saw all kinds of emails where the people that normally sit here together called each other, and they're gathering in small groups. They're bringing in their buffet food, and they're having chocolate and probably red wine, and they're having little parties at their different places around the area. So it's kind of cute in a way, because I'm getting goosebumps, because like all the rest of you out there, they get to experience what it's like to do it your way.
Yeah.
So now so it's kind of sweet, because now, and truthfully, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm not cold either. You really can feel their energies. We can feel all of you, and we want you to know that. So thank you so much.
To let you know, for the regulars, we do have a little fire in the fireplace today, if you can get a shot of that over there. And it's kind of cozy in here. There's about, 12 of us here today. FEMA is in the back room. They took over the my little break room, but they're back there handling some of the issues with the residents who had problems. And it's actually kind of an interesting energy. You've got the emergency management people, and then we're out here. It's kind of interesting.
Well, I'm afraid I need to reveal just a little more about Susie Schummel. You know, she is a very sweet person. She has this great personality. She's just so lovable, likable. Everybody likes Susie Schummel. But when she gets determined to do something, I would stay out of her way. And
that was Dave Schummel saying, "I do, stay out of her way."
Anyways, it was really funny because at one point Susie contacted me and she said, "You know, they're supposed to be out of here, and you know, Crimson Circle does book the hall every month, every year, every time, first Saturday, and you know, maybe I should just, I'm going to have to tell them they have to get out." And I'm like, Susie. We don't want to go on record with creating a problem with the federal disaster people. Let's not do that.
With the federal anything.
Yeah, federal anything. Stay off the radar. It'll work. I know it'll work.
By the way,
so thank you, Susie.
I did notice
she got
them
kicked out.
The few people that are sitting here in the audience have grabbed the teddy bears and are holding them right now. So kind of interesting.
Jeff, that's not a bear.
Teddy bear, what
that's
is that?
Ladybug.
A turtle? Oh, ladybug or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, some kind of a bug.
So, and you guys operating the cameras,
oh,
feel free to grab a bear or a bunny or whatever if you just need a little hug, if you need a little love.
It's a bee.
Okay, let's get on with it. We got a lot to
cover.
Because
we should all be.
We should all be. I like that. Snow
moment.
I like that. Okay, so last month, as David mentioned, was the first shoud of the new Discovery series. And we're going to take a look, because I totally forgot what Adama said, but we're going to find out in
you
just a
forgot?
Moment. Totally forgot. Have no clue.
That means it's fully integrated.
Last month seems like a lifetime ago, because we did some amazing traveling and we're going to take a look right now. You guys have the shower recap video ready. It's about 7.5 minutes, so sit back, relax, grab the wine, the peanuts, the puppet next year.
Chocolate.
And here we go.
Okay.
All right. What's the first thing you're going to discover? Yourself. Yeah, yourself. First thing. What do you fear the most? Yourself, of course. Now, the fact is that whether it's human beings or angelic beings, every being distracts themselves from their self. They do. I don't know why. There's a lot of theories about it. People externalize, even angelic beings. They externalize. It's part of the, I guess you say, the discovery of the I am try the pursuit of the question, who am I? But very few will ever set eyes upon themselves. Why? It's hard to do. You have a lot of bad memories of the past. There's things you don't like about yourself. And I'm not just talking about the human self. I am talking about the soul self, the spirit self. We're going to do it from the perspective of total forgiveness. The difficult thing for me, some of the other entities who work with you, is trying to get you to realize that your past is not what you remember it to be at all. But you believe it is, you think it is, and you act accordingly. So we're going to work on this whole concept of looking at the self with the eyes of forgiveness, self-compassion, and coming to the discovery that it is not what you think it was. Why is it so difficult to look at yourself, to be within yourself? What's that way for all of the beings, not just human beings? Number two in our discovery series, we're going to discover God. You cannot study God. You cannot construct a God. You can only experience it. And when you do, it is a deep and intimate experience, an experience that you probably not even want to talk about. It is so beautiful, so personal. It would almost be a distortion to talk about it with others. In our discovery series, you're going to be, by going through you, the inner look at you, you'll have the experience of the God and the I am within. It's a pretty tall order, but I wouldn't be saying these words unless you, my dear friends, were ready for it. In our discovery series, you're also going to discover that there are no beliefs. Yeah, you can write down no beliefs. There are no beliefs. You believe that there are beliefs, but there's not. It's perhaps a statement that is going to be argued about and discussed a lot, but it's my contention that there really are no beliefs. There is heavy programming. A person can have the belief that they love themselves and hate themselves at the same time, that the world is good, the world is bad, that water is cold or warm, all these things. And these, what they call beliefs, what I call programmings, are inconsistent, will eventually lead one to a total breakdown if they believe their beliefs. Mental breakdown if they believe their beliefs. So we're going to learn and discover that there are no beliefs, that it was all programming. And we'll learn how to release that programming, Linda, how to release it rather than to fight it, how to understand that it's not yours rather than to take on the guilt and the suffering, thinking that you created it and you're a bad person and all the rest of that. We're going to go beyond beliefs. This year, we're also going to discover something that Tobias talked about many years ago, but actually never has really been experience deeply, that there is no power. There is no power and no need for it. This world and much of the other worlds operates on the belief of power. People seek it. People try to acquire it. People try to steal it from others. Power is also a part of this whole energy dilemma that not only this world but other parts of this universe are facing right now. Because of the belief in power. Most people derive power through sex. They think that it's pleasurable, but it's really a power game, really. Power cycle is very hard to break out of. This year we're going to discover how to do it easily. The next item on the list in discovery, we'll call it awareness, but it's really how to listen to yourself. You know everything there is to know. You just don't know it yet. You know what's right, but you walk around saying, I don't know. You pretend that you don't know what's right for you. I'm not talking about right in terms of a judgment, but what's appropriate for you. So you walk around undecided, and then the energy stops moving, and then you get frustrated, and then somebody uses power on you, and suddenly you're in this energy trap. We're going to go into listening to yourself. Now, it's hard to do, and I list this last, or close to last, because you gotta come here first to be able to listen to you. You already know what's right, but you got caught up here and in doubting and thinking that you don't know. That's why it just is terrible when you say, I don't know, because you do know. Enlightenment isn't something you can study. It's enlightenment really is not even anything you can learn from anybody else. Enlightenment isn't a course. Enlightenment is allowing. Enlightenment is, you could say, trusting. Enlightenment is experiencing. So in our discovery, we're going to do exactly that. Let's take a good deep breath into discovery.
Well,
and thank you, Vicki, for putting that together. Beautiful, good
just
recap.
Like that in
I like
seven
that,
minutes.
Nice and crisp,
yeah,
and succinct, and ready to go. Yeah,
I liked what you channeled.
Yeah, good. So we're going to take a quick look at recent events. Right after the shout and right before the floods,
right.
Linda and I hopped on a plane and we went to Rust, Austria.
Our host was Wolfing von Rohr.
Kind of down at the border of Hungary and Austria. Beautiful weather there.
Lovely
we had
place.
About 80 chambre for the Act of Consciousness workshop. It was fun.
And Rust is just a village. I mean, so it's really a sweet place to go because it's away from the city, on the water. It's a wine country, and it was harvest time. So it was really a really great place to go.
Oh,
we did bike riding.
It was fun. We had a great group of chambre. I think, was it from 16 different countries were there? And we'd been to the hotel before, so we're kind of familiar with it. But I really liked the two-day workshop, Act of Consciousness. It was fun. It was very clear. We had the music with Einat and Gerhardt, mm-hmm. and it was one of my favorites to do.
Good. Yeah. That's good when you like your workshops.
Yeah. And then after that, we went down to Sainte-Marie-de-la-Mer.
La Camargue.
Yeah, in southern France. And we did the Quantum Allowing, which is my favorite. Again, Einat and Gerhardt were with us with the music. We had a group of, again, about 80 chambre mm-hmm. from about 18 different countries. No, 22 different countries. And it was 5 days. It was amazingly intense. We'd only done that one other time in Kauai mm-hmm. earlier this year. So I wasn't sure, you know, if there was going to be much of a difference or how it would work out. But it was just powerful, stunning.
I get to hear all the workshops, and so I'm always pleased and excited about the fact that even when the material sometimes has a connection to the last quantum allowing or the last act of consciousness, I love that the material always, for me, energetically evolves with the energy.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So that's one of my favorite things about Adamus and the new energy. Is always, there's an evolution with the energy.
One of the things that I love when we do these workshops and gatherings, it's not just about what happens right. during the day with Adamus. I mean, that's important, of course, but we have so much fun afterwards. The meals we have together, going to the village together. Some of the slides you'll see here show we go to a wine tasting in Rust, and down in the Kamak, we were doing the horseback riding, and there's so much fun. One night down in the south of France, about 60 of us ended up at a restaurant that had beautiful flamenco music.
Amazing.
And the food was good. The music was good. We had been there a couple nights prior to that. just on our own, not with the group. And again, the music was great, but the audience were just eating their food, and you know, just, I mean, it was a nice place, good music. But when Chamber got there, they took over. There were 60 of us and about 30 other people. And before the first course was served, Chamber was up and dancing, tearing apart the place, having a grand time. And the restaurant loved it. And the musicians loved it because they said, your group is so
passionate.
Alive and passionate. So,
you know, it's kind of fun because what I love about the Chamber things that we all do, we all are very sovereign and independent. And, you know, it was said before that if we all tried to live together, we'd probably kill each other. However, we do love to come together and celebrate.
Absolutely.
That's the piece I love, is that we come together from all these different countries and celebrate. So that's what drives my enthusiasm, is this sense of sovereign, independent beings coming together to celebrate.
So if you've never been to a Crimson Circle workshop, you're wondering what we do. During the day, you know, there's channels, there's a lot of consciousness expansion. But in the evenings or in our free time, we all get together, we have a grand time.
Serious integration.
Yeah. So let's take a look at this very short slide program.
Okay.
Shows you some of the things we did. If we get the lights down, Hunter, and away we go.
Thank you.
okay. So I hope you got kind of a feeling of just a good time we have.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
Very, very nice.
So moving right along.
Upcoming events. We have a few to mention. And upcoming, we have Medellin, Colombia. That's October 18th through the 20th.
Yeah, we're going to be leaving pretty soon to go down there.
Yes, we are. And it's going to be a new fit. The Mystery School, and this is Adamus's version of New Energy Physics and Management. I hope he does a good job.
I'm looking forward to going back down to Colombia. Great group of people down there.
Very good. They love to celebrate. They have a lot of fun. The food is good, and they're passionate.
Passionate.
And willing to expose their passion. Did I say that right?
No, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Then immediately following that, we have Journey of the Angels teacher training. And we do have Spanish subtitles, so we will be doing the teacher training in Medellin following.
Great.
Okay, so we're excited about that. Also upcoming, and thank you to Carmenza Lopez and to Cesa Cortes for doing such a great job.
Looking forward to seeing them again.
Okay. And then in November, we will be doing the monthly meeting in some form or another.
Some form.
Uh-huh. And that's going to be November 2nd. And then we are off to Byron Bay, Australia. We're a little excited. That's a new location for us. We're told that's where the Australians go to hang out and relax. So God only knows what that means. But we're looking forward to that. There's a lot of Chambra, Australia we love. And we are doing active consciousness.
Are we going to have translation for that?
It takes translation, but we're going to survive without it. They are quite the pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, they wrote the book of pirates. And that's November 16, 17, and 18. Yeah. Immediately following that, we will be doing a Journey of the Angels teacher training also in Byron Bay. So if you're interested in that, please contact us right away. Any of these things.
Great.
And our host is Marissa Calvi.
Ah, she does a great job.
She does a great job, and she's got a book that hurts doing really well.
Yeah.
Number 3 on Lulu.
Oh, number 3. Oh,
yeah. And not to forget, we have the next quantum allowing to announce.
Just announcing this now. It hasn't been announced up to
now. That's right. We will send the notice out to angels, I believe, on Monday, and they will have the chance to sign up, and then it'll be opened up to everyone before the end of the week.
Right.
And the only requirement is, do remember for quantum allowing to be registered for that, you do have to have taken the sexual energy school.
And please don't write or call and say, do I really have to? Because the answer is yes.
Yes, you really
you do.
Do.
It's a requirement.
It's a requirement.
And we noticed that in the south of France. Of course, everybody had taken SES, and it makes such a difference because we can go to a different level. Everybody has kind of a common baseline, common denominator, and I could really tell the difference when we were in France.
Well, there's a base clarity about managing energy that comes from SES.
Exactly.
And the way you relate. So we noticed that it really gives the workshops a kickstart when we have the people attending have taken SES. We try not to have prerequisites. This very few of them, but this is one.
We have so few requirements in Crimson Circle. No membership, no dues, no anything. But quantum allowing, you do have to take sexual energy school, and it's worth it. Whether you take quantum allowing or not, it's so good. So please don't write and give the staff or me a hard time, because the answer is
thanks. It is what it is. Okay. And
so,
yes.
In Brazil, Foz do Iguaçu.
Yes, so we have Conrado and his mother are the sponsors.
Yeah.
That's going to be March 13th and through the 16th. Actually, the 12th, the dinner starts that 12th evening.
And we're doing it at the same resort that we did earlier in the year. I think it was a mystery school or something. And it's beautiful.
Dreamwalker Life we did there last time.
Dreamwalker Life. We have a great big pool, and we're going to do a tour of
Iguazu
Falls.
That's the one with the giant pool that, I don't know, it must be, a couple acres?
Yeah.
And you just, that's the, that's my Facebook page.
Is
my picture just do in that inner tube. You can just do that. And just
so
do
we're
that.
Going
integrate
back there.
Integrate the energy of quantum allowing.
And we'll do a tour of the falls, which you can see in the picture here. It's just, standing in that energy of those waterfalls. Mm. You and I have been to Niagara Falls in the U.S. That was amazing. This is
nothing
stunning.
Man.
You just
amazing.
Stand in that energy, the combination of water, falling water, earth, and the moisture in the air and everything. You just stand in there for a few minutes and just breathe it in, and you're energized.
Uh-huh.
Take years off your life. I mean, add years to your life. Sorry.
It will take years
off your life
if you jump.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's really weird though. When water flows and rushes that hard, you can understand how people do fall in or jump in because there's something so drawing and compelling about it.
And now we do have this with Spanish and Portuguese translation.
We did that
last year. We set up the two booths in the back, give people the headsets. It went amazingly smooth.
So we will have, because, and by the way, most of you know that FOS is very near the Argentinian border, so it is close by for many South Americans.
And they also bring in Argentinian wine for our group, so
yes.
So that's good. Okay, moving along.
Malbec. Okay.
And we won't talk much about that, Quantum Allowing.
Oh, it's
Kauai,
sold out.
So we are going to be doing more Quantum Allowings. It is now my most favorite thing to do. It is so different than, I don't even want to carry on.
You look so relaxed just talking about it.
It's allowing on a different level. We're going to be doing quite a few more of these. We're going to do it in Europe. We'll do one here in the U.S. We'll do more in South America and other places. But it's kind of the next level.
The Sotomayors have also asked that we mention that they are working out the logistics for Chambra to finally get to do a trip to Peru.
Peru, yeah.
Yeah, so
Machu
that's
Picchu.
We're looking at Machu Picchu. That's in the plans. And we're also looking at possibly South Africa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sweet.
We've got great
David,
Chambra coming
there.
To us with amazing proposals.
Yeah.
You bet. Okay.
Good.
Next,
moving right along, because you know we're trying to do this new abbreviated, shorter version.
Okay.
So we got the Awakening Zone coming up, and we've got a new show on the Awakening Zone that I'm excited about. I heard it was really good, and you can do listener call-in and questions. The show is with Chris Fleischer, and it's called Turning of the Wheel. Now, Chris has had a show on another network for a number of years, so he's a real pro. He's very eloquent. He's a good talker, and he's a great astrologer. He also is an artist, and so he really, what I hear is he just did the first show earlier this week. It was really good. You can call in and ask questions, and he's got a great energy, so I encourage all of you to watch this new show, Turning of the Wheel.
You bet. We got something else coming up that people like.
Like what?
Ooh, the Halloween dreamy walkie. Oh. Ooh. Ooh. Talk about sensation.
I love the creepy feel of it.
Amazing what people are attracted to.
So this is our second annual Adamus Halloween Dream Walk coming on, it's October 31st. That's actually Halloween Eve.
As long as you're not in Europe in 9 hours ahead.
But it'll be Halloween Day for them. It's at 6 p.m. Denver time, so adjust your clocks accordingly. Now, we did this last year.
6 p.m., that's only 9 o'clock in Romania. No, it's 3 in the morning.
No, it's 3, yeah, 3 in the
Holy
morning.
Crap.
Yeah, so adjust your clocks, get up and listen to it, or it will be recorded and be in the archives. We did this last year. I think it was Adamus that suggested it, and I thought, yeah, whatever, we'll do this dream walk, where he takes us into the astral realms, where you got all these disincarnate beings wandering around. It was fun, and we had about 50,000 listeners on that show.
If I wanted to really creep myself out and I was in Europe, what I would do is I would go to the Awakening Zone.
Yes.
I would go into the showroom early.
Right.
Turn it on because they wouldn't hear anything until the middle of the night when it happened. Wouldn't that be freaky?
That would be freaky.
Wow.
Yeah. So make sure to tune in. Mark your calendars right now for October 31st, 6 p.m. Denver time for a live Adamus Dreamwalk into the depths of hell. Or somewhere. Well, I don't know. The astral realms. I'm just trying to be a little dramatic. Listen, there's no audience laughing
today. The
Catholic
part just came. Yeah, no, you know, no faces to direct.
Even these stuffed animals are falling asleep. Anyway, so, and what else on the Awakening Zone? Oh, a real quick mention, you know, we have this Awakening Zone Academy. It's a great place where you can take a variety of different courses, really good courses.
That really look into some things closer.
On the one that's running right now is Jeanette Crowley's Soul Body Fusion. This is her core material. She's offering it through the Awakening Zone. I think the it's like $175. It covers 5 sessions. Really good information. So I'd suggest you check it out. It's in the Academy. It's the type of thing where you can listen to anytime you want. You don't have to be there at that certain time. You have access to the recordings, the audio files for 90 days. You can listen to them. So it's a good course.
Stream online.
And also we're redoing, because of popular demand, we're redoing the Dreamwalker Wounds, Releasing Emotional Wounds with Adama St. Germain. That'll start up November 1st, and it'll be running through January 29th.
And that's by popular demand. We had so many people ask us if we would do that again. That's why we're doing it again, because of your requests.
And
so
the nice thing is you can go, you can listen to it, you can come back and listen to it again and again. So there's people that listen to it a dozen times, I know.
Well, there were people that said they found layers to it, and that they got past one thing and knew that there was something more they wanted to release.
Cool. Okay, now time for Schomburg News.
Uh-oh.
We're having to pace ourselves because we only have an hour now. So it's like, oh my gosh. Well, maybe this new shorter schedule. I don't know. Maybe it works.
Maybe not.
Anyway, it's time for Schomburg News. We got a couple cool things going on. First of all, as a reminder to everybody, do make sure to watch or to read, to download the Schomburg magazine. I'd like to say it's award-winning, but you know, to me, it deserves an award. We just haven't submitted it anywhere for an award. But this month has got great articles, always great cover art and design on the inside. We've got some great articles. Gene Tinder's Schomburg Heartbeat, always a popular article. And but it also lists things like the Awakening Zone schedule.
What did you do for it?
I did nothing. We were traveling, and I this is one of those things. Gene and I always talk up front, what are you going to write about? What are you going to write about? And I said, I don't know. You know, nothing's coming to me, and it's getting tighter to the deadline. Here it was. We were in south of France, and I had to have the article to Gene when she woke up that morning. So it was like 10 o'clock in the morning or noon my time. I was like, oh, Gene's going to be getting up pretty soon. I got to get this article done, I promised. And I'm sitting there thinking, nothing. It just wasn't there. And finally I said, hell, I'm going to write about nothing, which I did.
Oh, yeah.
But it was fun. I actually enjoyed the article. Also, the Wound of Isis. Now, these were a series of recordings that Tobias did a number of years ago. They were done in the Bahamas, in Mexico, and right here in Colorado, all under the banner of Wound of Isis, but they were never really put in a package. You had to buy them all individually. It was a little bit messy. We finally said, let's offer it as a package. So you get, I think it's 13 channels. I mean, it's like 15, 16 hours of material. It's particularly relevant if you're interested in SES, because here he talked, this was before he ever done SES. It's a story of Atlantis, the masculine-feminine imbalance, really good material. So we've kind of packaged it, and even though it was done a number of years ago, it's still relevant
today. Is it most of it Tobias?
It's all Tobias.
That's what I thought.
All Tobias.
And it is some of the most popular material that Tobias channeled.
But I have to warn you, there's some parts that are very emotional and kind of rough, so get your Kleenex out if you're going to listen.
And by the way, Jeff, you know, I know that we're trying to be done at 2, and that was a really big deal when we had this other audience that needed that much time to cut up the chocolate and the pizza and the beverages. So if we go a little couple minutes over 2, I don't think there's anybody here that can't get what they need in 20 minutes.
That's true. Well, I like to have a little time to get connected with Adamus.
It's a special meeting.
But the bunnies and the rabbits and that, they have to eat too, Linda. We need to make sure to feed them. Yeah,
I'll exactly. See if I can find them some polyester to
munch on. Next on the list. You know, we have the annual Inspire Consciousness Award, and usually we announced that at our midsummer conference. We didn't really have a regular midsummer conference this year, and we were going to announce it in September, but as it turns out, the recipient was not available. This person was in Europe at the time. We wanted to kind of do it in person rather than just, well, we had scheduled to do it today live, and of course, with the road conditions and everything else going on, we're having to do it like this. But it still means everything to me because we take a close look every year at everyone and say, you know, who is really out there inspiring consciousness with humans? Now, everyone is, of course, but who really stands out? Who really deserves to be noted for this?
And let me say more. You know, I think there are many of you out there, but this is about, you know, at some point, we just want to take that opportunity to highlight this incredible idea of this consciousness. And so this was an obvious choice
to
highlight.
Now, the staff, the Crimson Circle staff, cannot be part of that, because otherwise it would take up the next, 10 years for every staff member, because they would be the first above all. But we take a look at...
Is that Adamus flying around?
I don't know, so don't kill it. Whatever that fly, whatever it is, do not kill it. It's part of the audience, you know, teddy bears and flies and everything else. So this was actually started the first year in 2007 at the Quantum Leap. It was the first year we did it. Norma and Garrett were the recipients because they've done so much to inspire consciousness.
Hello to Norma and Garrett, who couldn't be here.
And over the years also, we've had Lee Carroll received it 1 year. Wolfing von Rohr for all the work he does with people, Sylvia Marin, just a variety of people that have gotten this. So this year, unfortunately, we can't do it in person, so we're just announcing it on the slides.
But and you this did year's, a nice, nice interview.
Yes, this year's recipient is, big drum roll. Yeah, thank you, thank you. This year's recipient is Sandy Sedgbeer. Sandy, wow. I know you're listening in today and just want to say thank you and congratulations. I know a lot of you know Sandy because she's such a prominent figure in the spiritual New Age metaphysical arena. Of course, she has an Awakening Zone show. I really like her show. She's a great interviewer.
And you noted that one of the most incredible things about her work, and we know, is that she's there to support and empower other people in particular.
And she does a lot of interviews with Steve Rother on the Virtual Light program. She interviews a lot of noted people, does a great job with interviewing. She also helps people get published. She does a lot of consulting with individuals and companies for energy work. And she just, every time I look around, Sandy Sedgbeer is doing something with somebody. She does a lot of work with Jim Self and his people. And she's just tireless in her efforts. So we weren't able to have Sandy here, but I did an interview with her over Skype. And I say
yesterday.
That because the quality isn't great, but it's what we could get off the internet. So you guys ready to play that?
We'll be happy to see it.
Okay.
It was
it's
a nice
about,
interview.
It's about 5 minutes. Let's listen
nice
to
interview.
Sandy Sedgbeer.
Sandy, it's a delight that you're here with us today. Unfortunately, it didn't work out where you could come up to the Coal Creek Hall to be with us because of the problems we're having up there with flooding. But we're able to do this over the internet, and people get to see your beautiful face and hear what you have to say.
Thank God for the internet.
Yeah, exactly. We're so honored to have you chosen as the recipient of the Inspire Consciousness Award. This is our seventh year, and there are some amazing people that have received this award. So you're up there with people like Lee Carroll, Wolfing von Rohr, and many other esteemed people. So really, congratulations, and we're honored to have you in this group.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone who decided that I was the recipient this year. Seventh year, that's a magical number, so I'm just thrilled. I've never received an award before. It came as a complete surprise, and that's probably the best way, and I'm delighted, so thank you.
Well, Sandy, as I prefaced before on the Awakening Zone and the webcast, your background and all the things you do, particularly all the help that you give to others. But what is it that inspires you?
You know, it's an interesting question because what inspires me is being able to express who I am, being able to express what I came here to do and to be. And creation is what I'm all about. And so I just love and sharing. I love creating ideas with people, helping them resolve issues, you know, helping them get where they want to go and sharing what I know. I'm lucky enough to meet some amazing people. And I want to share what I'm enjoying with the world. So I'm just living in my Dharma work.
How beautiful. And what is it that inspires you to inspire others? It takes a lot of effort, the work you do, constantly helping people with their books, with their courses, and doing the Awakening Zone, your amazing Awakening Zone radio show. What is it that inspires you to inspire them?
I think it's just... To begin with, I like helping people. You know, I'm a Gemini. I'm a connector. I'm a communicator. And so people are my lifeblood. I couldn't live without communicating with others. And just the expression of me is about helping them get their word out. I think that we're all connected. We all have amazing gifts. Many people don't know what their gifts are. And if I can help them do that and create a platform for them so that they can share their gifts with the world, we're all one step closer to, you know, really making that huge, big connection that we need to make.
Well, and you do such an incredible job of sharing gifts with others and helping to bring out the best from within them. Just an amazing job. So we thank you for that. And also just what do you see personally in the spiritual new energy arena, the, you know, what's happening with people? Because you talk to so many, what do you see kind of happening right now versus what might have been going on 10 or 20 years ago?
I think that everybody is becoming more aware. Even those that aren't necessarily awake are becoming aware of something bigger than themselves. They're wanting to connect. I think the consciousness is growing to the point where we're beginning to understand that we can no longer operate in isolation, that the feminine principles of cooperation, communication, connection are really important to our well-being for all of us and for the whole world. And I think people are beginning to understand that they need to align with themselves and then express themselves more authentically, because that's how they achieve that vibration of connection that attracts others to them. You know, we all need to connect. We all need to understand we're just one. And when we get that, you know, we won't want to be killing one another, bombing one another, or doing anything that harms one another.
So well put. Well, we appreciate everything that you do. It's always a joy for Linda and I to work with you and to have gotten to know you so well. So we truly appreciate it. And any words of advice for anyone out there looking to that's going through the awakening process?
Wow, I think the most important thing is reach out and connect to others that are going through what you're going through. You know, you're not alone, and there are many, many resources for people. You know, the Crimson Circle, Lightworker, Lee's work, all of these were fabulous resources for me when I first started really waking up to what I was here for. And I would suggest to anybody, take advantage of those resources, connect with others, and realize that you're not alone. You are here with a purpose, and it's for the common good.
Well, thank you so much. And Linda and I and all of Crimson Circle appreciate everything that you do. Sorry that you weren't able to be here in person to receive the award, but with the flood situation up here in Cold Creek Canyon, it just wasn't possible. So we'll send it to you, and I hope it takes up a prominent place on your bookshelf.
It certainly will. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to be in my passion.
Good. Sandy, thank you. I hope to see you soon.
Bye-bye.
By the way, we do have another Inspire Consciousness celebrity actually in the room.
Right here.
Yeah, David McMasters is an Inspire Consciousness Award winner right here in person. Thanks for being with us, David.
Okay, well, I think that actually brings us to the almost the close, and we're right on time.
Wow, so, lots of time for chocolate.
Yeah, and a lot of chocolate back there. But before we take our break, we definitely want to thank all the people that make this possible, the Crimson Circle teachers, the Crimson Circle angels, the translators, the website hosts, just a huge, wonderful group of people all over the world who they start translating immediately after the shoud. So
it's stunning what so many people are doing. We thank all of you out there because we know some of you are actually doing simulcast translations across the Awakening Zone. So for those of you that are on Blog Talk Radio that would be interested in a non-English translation, you should check that out on the Awakening Zone, awakeningzone.com.
So, and also,
Crimson Circle Show.
As always, and a very special thanks today for the staff and the technical crew who took some long hours to get up here to the hall. And
amazing dedication.
Yeah, and they've got a long drive back tonight because of the closed roads, but we want to thank all of them for being here. Thank you. And if nothing else, you're a live audience today, so which is nice.
And, better than a dead one?
Yeah, yeah. So, again...
In person.
In person. So we're going to take about a 28-minute break. We'll be back here
exactly
at
28 minutes. Let me synchronize.
2:30 Denver time. 2:30 for Adamus. We'll see what he has to say today. All right. And boy, do I feel sorry for just the little audience today because they're going to get picked on, don't you think?
Oh, I hope not.
All right. See you in 28 minutes.
Thank you all.